puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Time for Abandoned Manitoba with Gordon Goldsborough. Good morning, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So we're going to take a walk in the park today.
Yes, we are, but there's a bit of a story that gets us there. A friend told me recently about trying to find the grave of a distant relative. Well, they located the plot, but there was no marker to tell people that that's where the grave was. So they had one made, they set it on the grave, and it got me thinking, what is the purpose of a grave marker anyway? One answer, I think, is that it is a permanent reminder of a life. And that thought connected to a conversation I had last week with local journalist Fred Morris about something he encountered in Assiniboine Park involving commemorative park benches.
What do you mean?
Well, if you've ever walked in Assiniboine Park, you've seen them. Benches bearing small plaques that honor people who have, well, probably a special fondness for the park, or maybe whose families wanted their names to live on in a place they cherished. Benches in the part of the park north of the Assiniboine River had plaques for noted former residents from the St. James area. You know, so if you were walking along Portage Avenue and just deviated a little bit into the park and had a nice rest on one of the benches, you'd read the plaque and learn about someone from St. James. Well, in Fred Morris's case, he had purchased a bench plaque for his late uncle, Tom Bjarnason, who, as it turns out, was quite a notable figure.
Why, who was Tom Bjarnason?
Well, he was born in Winnipeg in 1925, and he studied art after he returned home from military service in the Second World War. He became a noted commercial artist, and in fact, his work was featured in such publications as Reader's Digest and Chatelaine. He designed several stamps for Canada Post, and paintings that he made are displayed at the Canadian War Museum in Ottawa. So, you know, a lot of really impressive work. Tom died in 2009, and he's buried beside his parents in Brookside Cemetery. And he's just one of the many people who had plaques on benches in the park. I say had because a few weeks ago, the benches disappeared. And about a week later, they came back, but the plaques that had been on them were gone. Well, why? Fred asked this question, and he was told that the plaque for Tom Bjarnason that he had paid $1,500 for came with an expiry date. The park honors plaques for only 10 years. Now, I was surprised. You know, like many people, I think, I assumed the plaques were permanent, much like the grave markers in a cemetery. But when I looked into it, I found the Assiniboine Park Conservancy, that's the entity that manages Assiniboine Park on behalf of the City of Winnipeg, well, they spell out in considerable detail on its website the conditions for plaques on benches.
What are those conditions?
Well, when a plaque expires after 10 years, the original plaque purchaser, and of course that in this case it was Fred, they get first dibs on purchasing a new plaque with a 20% discount. The rub, however, is that the price had gone up. Now, Fred bought his original plaque for $1,500 a decade ago. Now, the price is $7,500, or in case, of course, Fred got a discount, $6,000. And, you know, to me, that's some pretty serious inflation in just 10 years. Each bench may display only one plaque. You know, it's not possible to have plaques for several people, and the inscription on the plaque can bear no more than 200 characters, and sometimes as few as 72 characters. And spaces and punctuation marks count as characters, and I think it's probably pretty hard to be fully descriptive of a person, you know, to capture their essence in so few words. So my first thought was, well, okay, maybe you could put a QR code on the plaque, and that would mean that when you scanned the code with your smartphone, you would be taken to a web page where there was a longer description of the person. That approach, for example, is being used by the people who administer the local cemetery for the village of Austin.
What are they doing in Austin?
Well, they have several people buried in their cemetery whose biographies are in the Manitoba Historical Society's Memorable Manitobans. That's an online collection of over 14,000 short biographies of notable people. Well, the folks at Austin asked me to generate QR codes for the people in the collection that were buried in Austin. So, therefore, now a visitor to the Austin Cemetery can scan a code on a grave marker and find out more about the person that is buried there. And I thought, you know, maybe something similar could be done on park benches bearing commemorative plaques. You know, a little code you could scan and then find out who is that person that the bench is named for. But no, the rules say, quote, images or logos cannot be included on a plaque, close quote. Well, on one hand, you know, I guess I understand the concern. A QR code could be misused or it could change years later to point somewhere, well, let's just say inappropriate. Nobody wants that in a public park. But for people who cannot afford the $7,500 price tag, well, luckily there are alternatives.
What are the alternatives?
Well, it turns out the city of Winnipeg has a similar commemorative plaque program for benches in public parks other than Assiniboine Park. So if you go to the city's website, it touts the benches that it offers as, quote, environmentally friendly, they need very little maintenance, and they're made from polyethylene containing 90% recycled material. A person can donate a park bench, and the payment for that is $2,000. And so I will note the math that that's about one quarter the cost of a bench in Assiniboine Park. Now, by the way, this price does not include a plaque. So if you want a plaque, that's an additional, well, about $350 to $400. So the total price then, let's say $2,400, and that's roughly one third of that in Assiniboine Park. Notably, though, the City of Winnipeg's website doesn't specify an expiry date. And the application form that I was sent by the city, since I made inquiries to find out more about it, it didn't say an expiry date either. But I was told that a bench can be manufactured specifically for me. You know, if I wanted one in a place where there isn't a bench, they'll make one for me. And this suggests to me that I might be buying the bench for the long term. It wouldn't be my property, but at least I would get the rights over the bench. And well, so I'm thinking maybe then it would be for a longer period of time than 10 years, but I just don't know. There are also no defined rules on what the plaque could say, although I imagine there must be some kind of rules there. But the plaque itself only measures 2 inches by 8 inches. And of course, that doesn't give you much space for text. So I have to think that would limit your abilities. And again, no word if you can put a QR code, whether that would be acceptable either.
It sounds like the price of a public park bench varies quite a lot. Are there other examples across Canada we can use for a reference?
Yeah, and I went online to do a quick survey, and actually I found considerable variation. So, for example, the city of Hamilton, Ontario offers several options. You can get a standard concrete bench for $2,750, or you can get a $5,600 recycled plastic bench with cast iron legs and arms. Even you can augment it with rainbow-colored slats for an additional $500. And so that's kind of in the ballpark of what the Assiniboine Park is offering. There is an optional engraved plaque in Hamilton, and it presumably, because it's engraved right into the slats, it can't be removed after 10 years. That costs you an extra $295. Head over to the West Coast. Vancouver offers a recycled plastic bench. Theirs, a little on the high side, $9,500. And it does specify it's for a 10-year period. And it includes an inscription of up to 135 characters. So again, not a lot. And they expressly disallow advertising or promotion. So I guess QR codes, again, are probably out. But I think what these two examples illustrate is that the cost in Assiniboine Park, well, they're not out of line with other places. But, of course, we are legendary here in Winnipeg for our frugality. You know, so if there are any cost-conscious listeners out there who are contemplating a park bench for a deceased loved one, well, maybe you want to consider a park other than Assiniboine Park, you know, because it's certainly a better value. But, you know, you might want to confirm the time for which your plaque will stand before they ask you for more money.
I'm so surprised by that as well. So thank you on behalf of all of Manitoba for finding that out.
Yeah. Gordon. Well, you know, you buy a monument in a cemetery, you expect that it's there for the long term. And you don't think of like 10 years they're going to come back and say, no, you got to buy a new grave marker for your grandma.
Expiry date. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for this, Gordon. What's coming up for next week?
Well, back in March, we talked about a few items like frost shields and toe rubbers that folks my age or older will remember, but which are complete mysteries for youngsters. Well, our listeners weighed in with a whole bunch of more such items, and we didn't have time to mention all of them. So next week, we're going to take another stroll down Obsolete Lane.
Thanks, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba, many moons.